Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia. What's cracking? What's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
We're back, baby!
We are back.
Okay, so I was just like...
We moved into a new studio, too.
Yo, well, we're in the different studio here at the KS107.5 headquarters, but we're officially back. Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by your girl, Tasha Makia. Dave, how you feeling?
Feeling good. I feel good because I have a chair that actually is upright.
I know.
I have a chair that falls over when I sit in it.
It's such a pain.
I got a chair that I got to put my foot down to support
myself. And angle the whole time, burning the legs.
I like
the
studio. Our numbers must be going up. Thanks to everyone out there. Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone that showed up at the circuit Saturday.
Yes.
Very appreciative. All the vendors, all the members,
everyone.
Thank you. When we had our girl that was there, thank God.
Finally,
so I don't have to be on the mic.
Dude, I was having a good time. We're
going to
get your ass on that mic.
I'm not going on the mic.
You are such an inspiration. How do you not? Do have like a little anxiety, honestly?
I hate the mic.
Okay.
I just sound weird.
At least that's honest. You
I sound
don't
like
sound
Darth
weird.
Vader.
You sound amazing. Are you kidding?
I'm like,
that's why we have a podcast, the number one fit podcast in the United States. Brother.
I sound like I have a CPAP machine hooked up to me.
You know what?
Just like you talked
I'm
about.
I'm going to take
earlier.
Your ass.
Let's roll.
You're on timeout.
I'll be
All
on
right.
timeout for you anyway. Time. It's so good to have her back.
I'm excited to be back with you. All right, so let me just share a little story with you because we have a special guest holding on the lines today. I'm really excited about it. A while ago, about 2013, I was weighing like some serious weight. It was like two of me, okay? Now, we still had some work to do, brother, me and you. So as I'm on social media, at this time, I'm in radio in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I was on, you know, Instagram just looking for some inspiration. And I came across this page, Transformation Fit Nation. And I became really close with this guy named Robert. I call him Rich. He's married. He's got a little baby boy. He's going through his own struggles when it comes to weight. Robert doesn't know how much of an inspiration he was to me when I went through my 120-pound weight loss. Yeah, that's Robert right there. So we're looking at a photo of
Top
Robert
right.
on our, yeah.
Yeah.
Handsome, blue team. You see what's happening
there?
Looks
like a Dominic Sue from the Lions, Miami Dolphins. That a boy.
Yeah, okay. So Robert doesn't know that he was such an inspiration that his post and how he would share other people's stories, he's got his own journey going on. He's on the phone with us today. And he's actually on one of the biggest shows on television right now, Biggest Loser. We got Robert on the line. Hey, Robert.
Hey, what's up? How y'all
what's
doing?
What's up? What's
Woo!
Up?
So I was just sharing with our listeners how much of a motivation, how much of an inspiration you were to me when I went through my 120-pound drop. And I don't even think I ever told you that. Like, I don't even think I ever told you.
No.
But you were such an inspiration.
No. You know, a lot of people, they don't have to tell me anything. As long as I can see you putting the work, I'm excited to see everybody win. I'm one of the people where, like, all right, if you come up here and say, you know how much you impacted me? I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's great. Like, I'm humble like that.
The pain.
But it does encourage me to hear that a lot. You know, that encouraged me a lot.
No, it really helps so many people. So now you took your own self and decided to make a transformation of your life and went on Biggest Loser. So let's talk about that. How is that going?
Last year of 2019 in January, I hit 445 on the scale when I went to my doctor's office.
Wow.
And I was sitting here like, okay, I've done this before. What happened? I lost 185 pounds before, and then just life just happened. I had a new son, and you know, we built a beautiful big house, and just life just hit me like out of nowhere. I just forgot to work out. I forgot to monitor what I was eating. I forgot to go to the gym. It just, you know, I just forgot because I was trying to handle so many things on my own. And from January 2019 all the way up to June 27th, something like that, I was on my social media and I was just in my office, you know, just distracted, and I saw Biggest Loser pop up on my feed because of the hashtag weight loss hashtag, and they're looking for contestants. I'm like, I don't know about this one because I watched all the seasons and they're incredible, but I haven't seen it on TV the last 2 years.
Right.
a long story short, I go run in the room, tell my wife, I'm like, what if I go on here and I get a chance to take care of myself for once? What if I just focus on me for like 3 months, just solid, just no work, no helping, just helping me for once. Mm-hmm. And my life was on Rob. And my wife's like, why not? Go do it.
Wow.
Go take care of you. You take care of everybody else. Go do it. I support you 100%. And so I went in the room, did a 2-minute video, sent my information in, and went to sleep, woke up. I checked my phone. I'm like, maybe they called me already. Maybe they emailed me.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I still haven't heard anything. Mm-hmm. It was 1 o'clock that day, 1 p.m. that day I was driving, and I received a phone call from Los Angeles. And they were like, hey, Rob, we got your video. We got your information. This is from The Biggest Loser. I said, I don't believe you. This is too fast. This has to be spam or something.
Who's playing the prank on me, son?
No. So I almost hung up on
your wife's April Fool's, honey.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you're calling me. And I did this video at 9 p.m. the other night. That's like 16 hours, maybe 17 hours.
Right.
And it was them. And after I got the phone with them, they emailed me the information. And ever since then, it was a fast process, So me leaving my house literally the day before, I didn't know if I wanted to go. I was afraid to get on the plane. I'm sitting there, and my wife's like, what are you doing? Like, you have to get on the flight at 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I told her, I'm not leaving.
Why were you afraid?
I didn't know how to put myself first.
So you're so used to taking care of everybody else.
Well, yeah, because, my vow is to be there for my son 24/7. My father and I didn't have the greatest relationship. He was not there for me a lot of times, and it was a lot of pain and suffering growing up with him during my time as a child, because we always bumped heads. I always wanted to do this, but we never really... like bonded, because he really didn't spend too much time besides football,
Do you think that was part of the reason why you didn't put yourself first most of your life with the weight?
Yes, I want to be a better example for my son, and I want to be there for my wife. And so, my wife would tell me day after day, like, Rob, you need to go do something for yourself. I'm like, no. What y'all want to do? I want to spend time with y'all. And so I forgot myself. I just put myself in the back of the bus. I stored Rob, in a box and put him in storage, and just left him there saying, I'm always going to come back, and I'm going to pick him back up, and then we're going to find out what Rob wants to do. But he was just sitting there collecting dust.
So you knew that's what you did. So finally the day comes, you get on the flight. Walk us through that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm getting on the flight. My mom worked in New York City, and so there was always one of those kids that would pull the little red latch and stop the train or something like that.
Yeah.
I was looking for that red latch. So okay, can I just get off now?
Nope.
And if I... I'm sitting on the plane, and it's taking off. I'm sitting there like, oh man, I'm literally leaving my house and my family behind for 3 months. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go. Okay, Rob, suck it up. Just do it, man. Come on. Stop. Stop being afraid.
So I watched your episode, and man, when the cars rolled up, that was intimidating to Camp Biggest Loser. What did that feel like? Just leaving your home, of course, you're leaving your family. You're doing this for your family and for yourself, but now getting on to Camp Biggest Loser, that had to be amazing.
Oh, that was phenomenal. The whole process, they didn't share a lot with us at all, because they wanted to see our reaction to a lot of things. And so when we arrived, we were blindfolded, covered up. We didn't know where we were going, what's going on. It was like a big surprise. They wanted to surprise us, and it definitely was a surprise, especially seeing Bob Harper out there. Somebody I've been watching on TV work his contestants hard and pushing them to change and transform their lives. I'm saying, I'm about to meet this guy in person? What? What's going on? This is awesome. So I was just floored. I was blown away by the whole spirit.
I think that's awesome that you did this, because it's a huge testament of you doing something for yourself, I think, as a husband. And definitely I was reading some of your bio, and what you do sounds like you have a lot of people you have to take care of. So that being said, you're always coming second, third, fourth. We can all attest to that, especially our listeners out there, because a lot of the people that we deal with through the podcast and the radio show and stuff like that, and myself included, Tasha being a testament to this, her kids come first, her mom comes first, and then it's her. So we can all relate to that. So I think that's a really big thing for you, and I applaud you for that, my friend. Like I said, it's not easy to put yourself first, especially doing something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing that really kind of struck me, and I think a lot of our listeners would like to know about, is the 3 months you had said that you basically had to commit to this. Now, obviously, you can maybe shed a little bit more light on this than we can, and I'll kind of let you take over here. But kind of tell us about, were you geared up for that? And I mean, obviously, you know, you left a little earlier than expected. But that being said, did you have to put pretty much everything on hold for those 3 months? Mm-hmm. And in doing that, did they give you kind of a script or a synopsis of, okay, Robert, here's the deal. We're going to take you away from your everyday life for 3 months and put you in a controlled environment that basically everything's going to be done in this particular fashion. So I'll kind of let you elaborate a little bit that big man.
It definitely was a change. You know, the biggest thing for me was, okay, you know, who can help me, you know, who can come support and help my wife while I'm gone for 3 months?
Right.
Not saying my wife can't do it. She's well capable of doing it. My wife is strong, very independent before I met her. Like, that was my concern. And before I can even think about that, my mom called me, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, you know, mother-in-law called me. Everybody called me when they found out that they wanted me to come out there the night before I had to fly out and said, Rob, we already booked our tickets. Here's the tickets already. We're going to stay and help Liam and just go and focus on yourself. Like, take time for you. And to be honest, I broke down for a minute because I was like, wow,
I'm actually going to do this and fulfill this, and I'm going to walk away from my family for X amount of time. And
put me first.
And I think, I mean, I can speak for myself, too. I would be very difficult to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm not married yet. I'm just engaged and you know, no children yet. But, yeah, that would be very, very difficult. So
but
I really applaud that, man.
Yeah,
that's a huge
sure.
step right there in itself, man.
At that moment, I knew this was a, like a wake-up call. Like,
right.
God was like,
right.
Okay, Rob, this is your time to do something. You don't know what's going to happen, of course. But this means it's time for you to go and get yourself back together. And so I got on the plane. Like, I was nervous. I arrived to camp and, you know, our phones, no TV, no newspaper,
right.
no phone, no laptop. So it's just like you said, a controlled environment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I'm not used to going to Walmart or going out to different stores and having people walk with me. So nobody looks at me and finds out what I'm doing. Like, it was so controlled that I couldn't even talk to people or anything like that when I'm going out to regular retail stores like Walmart or Target.
Yeah.
So it was definitely like different. Like, well, wait a minute, I'm 6'8". Nobody's going to do anything to me. I'm good.
You hide just as well as I do, my friend. We don't hide well in places. But you bring up a really interesting point, and I want to elaborate on this a little bit for our listeners and ourselves as well. So were you allowed to leave the camp at certain times, or were you locked down at certain times that they did not want you out and about? And obviously, being environment, you know, you were allowed out to a curfew. I'll kind of let you kind of take that. What was a day-to-day operation, I guess?
Every day we worked out at least almost three times a day. And so on the weekends, our coaches was allowed to take us out. So during the week, it was just campus life and working out, going over our diets, and really just focusing on filming. So it was filming, campus life, and on the weekends where we had fun with our coaches. Like, they'll take us out to swim or hiking or just have fun doing something as a team.
Or moving.
So on the weekend, moving around on the weekends, it was more so like a Saturday and a Sunday.
But so it was like a free day type thing.
Yeah. Like Saturday was our fun day, and like Sunday through Friday, it was like from 6 a.m. in the morning till 11 p.m., almost 12 o'clock, we're filming, like nonstop filming.
Now, when you were doing the when you were doing the filming and working out and stuff like that, they clearly have chis, and I'm a little bit kind of, I'm not so much a Biggest Loser. I've met Bob much and stuff like that, so I can attest to that. You're totally right when you say you see. He's an awesome guy. He knows his stuff super well. Steve Cook, I do and stuff. So they got amazing chis, amazing trainer, stuff like that. I guess the biggest thing, and I'm going to ask you questions that kind of we want to know, listeners, when you were doing your day-to-day operation, obviously 6 to 11, totally elaborate, something I was going to ask you. Were you basically monitored in the sense of what you guys were eating?
Mm-hmm.
Were things already cooked for you, predicated on medical history, your background, stuff like that? Because I know a little bit from my past experience, some of the show, a lot of stuff was already done and planned. Contestants already got there based on their medical history, their goals, stuff like that. So, you know, step us up to how that worked. If you can.
Oh, I love how you just asked me that question, because I was going to, I mean, that's the biggest thing about this show, about this new concept, okay? So they had somebody there to show us how to do it versus having it all set up for ourselves.
Oh,
because good. They know that we would have to go home.
Yeah,
and they
want
to keep process going. So they had somebody there like, okay, so breakfast time, lunch time, dinner time. Okay, let's, what you're about to eat? You know, or they'll have recipes out. You know, and they were there to just like, okay, yeah, don't add too much of that. You know, let's try this out. That tastes good, you know, without the mayo. I'm like, yeah, Greek yogurt. Okay, so they had, they basically, we had to teach ourselves, just like tying our shoes. We had to teach ourselves how to cook healthy food like we're at home, basically.
Right,
like
so you could take that from, so, right.
Yes. They like show us how to weigh our food. You know, being bodybuilders, you know, bodybuilders have to weigh their food. It showed us how to weigh it properly and what to look at. And so it was like learning something in 2 weeks and learning something before we even started taping. And it's like, whoa, this is all I had to do when I get home. So versus you having it ready for you, because imagine you being having a meal prep service, which would be phenomenal.
Right.
But having that done for you every single day and that meal prep service goes out of business and you're sitting there like, oh, crap.
Right. And that's what we were talking about earlier, too. Yeah. It's like, you know, how do they basically get you to from camp, which is a controlled environment, to everyday reality where, you know, if you're taking your son or you're taking your wife out to dinner or something like that, date night, you know, do you have a normal meal? Can you have cheat meals? Are you really kind of undergun to be a little more, you know, really, I guess, nitpicky on what you're going to eat going from that controlled environment being the camp on a Sunday, Friday basis, as opposed to basically saying, okay, like what we kind of preach is, you know, Monday, you're going to have 3-4 meals. You're going to try and be diligent on what you're eat and then maybe have a cheat day on a Friday or Saturday, especially game or something like that. A sports person kind of utilize those days to cheat, or, you know, a wine night with the girls or something like that. You can relate to what I'm saying. So, you know, I guess walk us through that process in the sense of how they got you paired for that, in the sense of going from control to reality, like, hey, I have everything at my disposal. I want to stop and get a Big Mac. It's right here. How do you get yourself not to do that other than the kind of, you know, little voice inside saying, hey, Robert, you know, you're doing so well. You know, you're allowed one cheat meal here and there, which I'm sure you can go with. You know?
Right. So they help us out all with calories. So for example, my calorie intake is around 1,200 to 1,500 a day. If I want to have a high calorie meal day, then I say, okay, Saturday's coming up. I love pancakes. I'm a big pancake.
Me too.
Yep.
So I work out at Orange Theory, and I love high interval classes.
Right.
So if I know I'm going to have a high interval class that morning that's going to burn a certain amount of calories, then I know I'm allowed to have 3 or 4 pancakes and sausage eggs or whatever.
And is that kind of your cheat, something for you?
Yes. Yeah. For me, a breakfast meal is like, my wife thinks I'm like weird. She's like, a breakfast meal? Like, no, dude, dessert.
Right.
Give me stuff like an apple pie or something like that. I'm like, no, give me pancakes, crispy edges, butter, and syrup on top.
I hear you. Okay. Okay.
You know, so basically, they're showing you how, if you want to have those meals, just monitor your calories. Because basically, more calories out versus more calories in.
I saw when she said that, I'm going to tell you, that sentence, less calories in, more calories out, when Coach Erica Lugo said that, I was just like, holy crap. Like, I don't even, like, I kind of lost myself. So watching you and just you being an inspiration on the show and us just knowing each other, that just hit me. Like, that one sentence, it just makes so much sense. It's like, hello, duh. Like, somebody just open a damn window and it all makes sense. You know what I mean?
Right, because we naturally don't pour. I didn't portion my food out. I just say, okay, I'm a big guy. I need to eat like a bear. So I would eat everything in front of me versus now when I'm having those cravings, if I find a Walmart, I go to the fruit and vegetable aisle and I find a little snack pack that's 90 calories total with apple slices, grapes, and 4 pieces of cheese. I'm good because I'm snacking throughout the day.
Yeah, but you're doing really good.
So I'm watching what I'm
putting in, you know?
I even see on your Instagram page how you're sharing like snacks. Like today you shared your apples and your cheese and I was like, damn, that looks good. But you really seem like you're on it. And I saw the show and what I loved about it too, when I rewatched it, is that I know that you were feeling like you were going to be the one that had, you know, that you can get the team to push themselves, felt that they were slack. And then weigh-in time came and it was such an emotional thing. By one freaking pound, it happened. How did that make you feel when they were like, hey, Robert, you know, 1 pound, gotta go home, bruh?
I wish I could say the words that I wanted to say, but
we can beep them out, bro.
We'll just say it rides the fire truck. We know exactly what you're saying, my friend. Trust me, like they gotta blurt me out of the time, bro. So you're good.
Yeah.
Oh man, like I was like damn, yeah. I did all this work to get here, and now I'm going home. Like what? You know, I didn't know what to do. So, I was just sitting there like, really?
So Robert, how long were you on with them in the camp, whether when you arrived till Lisa found that out and then you went
home? How long were you there
What
for?
Was the time frame?
It was almost 2 weeks that we were on campus. And it was that first almost 2 weeks on campus. And you know, we really started hitting the ground running for 5 days with the workouts and this first challenge. And we found out that like weighing is like the next couple of days. I'm like, wait a minute, whoa. We just started working out for 5 days.
And
I'm not ready for anybody to go home. You know, I was like, whoa.
Right. You just got there and just got settled.
And I'm sitting like, man, like, you know, so I was shocked that it was like, you know, it was go time. I knew the season was kind of short from looking at what they explained it to us. So I was like, okay, this has to move pretty fast. But me going home, no, I'm not going home. I almost wanted to say, okay, whoa, time out. Let's do a recount. Like, let me.
Yeah.
Let's
go. Right.
This
like
isn't
that.
Legit here.
Crying.
Like, what is up?
Like,
here. These scales are rigged. Something messed with my scale. Give me her scale, his scale.
Medicated because, you know, I just had another back surgery.
Yeah, Tasha probably thought you were like 10 pounds off the way she's been medicated.
I was like, dude, you see the scale because if you're like, say you're like 443, you see the scale drop down to 3, then it goes back to 4. And I was like, come, Robert. No! I was so upset. So I know you made some great friendships on the show. We'll get to who you think is probably going to win on your blue team. But when you went home, did they send you home with the knowledge, you know, continuing on? Did they send you home with training?
Yes, they sent me home with a package. Everything that Bob said he was going to do, they did it immediately. And when I got home, I actually told them, you know, guys, give me 3 days because I had to fight again. My mind was telling me, oh, look at you again. You know, you failed. You failed again.
Oh, yeah.
That was for nothing. So I went into this, like, crawled into a cave for 3 days. You know, I basically wasn't eating anything. My wife's like, okay, you know, she came and had that hard talk with me. She's like, let me tell you something right now. She's like, Rob, you're 32 years old. You said you wanted to open up a gym. You said you wanted to help people out. You know, you help people out 24/7. You motivate them all the time. Why can't you take the same advice you give other people and give it to yourself?
Yeah.
And she actually grabbed me and threw me in the mirror. She's like, look at you. Yeah. Are you going to sit in this room all day or are you going to go actually do something about your life?
I love your wife.
So at first, I was like, first of all, who the heck you talking to? Like,
I would have said the same damn thing, bro. It's like, wait a minute, who the hell you think you're talking to right now?
She's got to remind him of his greatness.
Robert, I'm with you, brother. Who the hell are you talking to? I just got voted off by 1 pound. You're going to come at me right now? Leave me alone with my Big Mac and fries and my Coke. My IHOP pancakes.
First of all, I said, you know what? I almost want to say, go to IHOP and give me a stack of pancakes, come back. And they were talking again.
Atta boy.
It's funny. My wife, she's very passionate. She's a passionate woman, so strong. And so she said, you can sit here and wallow in your pity and die, or you can sit here and do this for your 3-year-old son that's watching you right now as I'm speaking. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you had to hit me with the son, huh?
Yeah, she hit you. You know? She hit you where it
right
counts, man.
Jug, brother. Yeah,
she hit you in the knocks right there, son.
So at that point,
she hit me right here.
So at that point, mentally, what did you decide? What did you say to yourself? It's over. I gotta go. What?
Let me tell you something. Mentally, that time was like go time.
Yeah.
You know, that time I turned it something that right now I have to slow down a little bit because sometimes I turned into that monster I call. Not a bad one, but just when I get to the gym, people know, okay, this is not the time to ask Rob about the Biggest Loser or asking for any tips. Like, get out my way or get over it.
Right.
Yeah, like Big Dave.
Yeah, sounds like me, my friend.
What?
Everyone knows that.
Look, Big Dave, let me tell you something. When you and I meet and we go to the gym, I promise you everybody's going to want to leave because it's going to be so intense.
You
I'm
got
just going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm just going to
people are
going to
be
it.
Taking pictures and just standing on the side. Let me ask you a question, and it goes right into what we're talking about. And I can't thank you enough for your time, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, man. You,
Robert's awesome.
Just the little time we've had a chance
anytime.
To talk, I think it helps not only us, Tosh and I, especially
so
Tosh for sure, but a lot of the people that are listening because they don't really know what goes on behind the scenes because it is always very, very close-niche and no one wants to know.
Yeah.
So thank you for your candidness. Really appreciate that because that helps a lot for sure. But
no problem.
But leading into what you were saying, what are you doing currently now then? Are you still at your company that you were with, or are you looking into the gym aspect, or what is Robert doing now to kind of motivate and keep going to push yourself daily? Because I always get asked that question. Tosh, of course, always puts me on the spot and asks that damn question.
What
do you do to motivate yourself?
You got,
I always hear that damn question.
It's hard.
And it is hard to answer because I know what motivates me and I know how to make my clients.
Right.
But when it's just me sitting, and you hit the nail on the head, my friend, in the sense of a woman starts talking shit to you, you're like, whoa. Now you're hitting below the belt because it's different than all your boys talking to you.
Because when
and stuff.
You forget, she remembers the fire
right.
you had
right.
when you let the fire
that's right.
out.
That's right. So kind of give us a little step-by-step on roadmap to what kind of everyday life looks like now.
So I'm back at work. Right now, you know, I'm back with the company. The company supporting me 100%, so I'm blessed by them. And I'm doing a transition of what kind of gym, what kind of program I want to run for myself. And eventually, I am going to get my certification in training people.
Good for you.
I believe that the knowledge I received in that short amount of time helped push me to doing that because I believe that, you know, you don't have to you don't have to be an expert in any kind of field. You just have to have the want to learn and to help yourself, not only yourself, but help other people. And I believe I can help somebody change their life because I've been there before.
100%.
I've been in a place. So I believe that eventually I'm going to train people. Right now, I have a lot of people asking me for nutrition, training tips. But one thing I've gained back is my intensity, the fire.
Yeah.
I'm so intense. I can't be. My son comes home and he's trying to show me his artwork. I'm like, well, no, dude. You're supposed to cut on the lines. Like, no. So next time you don't do cut on the lines, you got to do 5 push-ups. I'm like, Rob.
Oh, wow.
And he's playing. I'm like, yeah. I'm playing, I guess, you know?
At first he yelled at you to start going, now she's telling you to tone it down.
Yeah. He's like, no, color
you
in the lines.
You poked the bear. Like, you ought to be out of the cage. Now you want to put me back in. Come on.
Yeah, thank you. You see what I'm saying? Like, I tried to hold him in. She's like, okay, well, just, you know, hold him there, but just, you know, just tone him down a little bit. I'm like,
with the babies, just remember to be soft. And but by him watching dad do this, you don't even know. Like, you are the biggest inspiration of his whole entire life. And by watching you change your life because you want to do it for yourself and your family, it's going to make him not have the no excuses, just solutions kind of mentality that's older. So that's a huge topic.
Oh, yeah. My son's 3, and he looks like a 10-year-old by his size already because he's just, I'm like, dude, you know, that's why I got to stay in shape and stay lifting.
So you stay on him.
Because he'll pick me up about 6 years old, he's probably picked me up by then. He's already carrying gallons of water inside. You know, I'm like, hey, son, can you pack me 2 gallons? He just picked them up.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. So we're wrapping up. Like, I know that your team, you're still all about your team. Like, I don't know if you want to share who you think at the end of the day is going to win on your blue team, because these women and men are not playing. They still have that fire like you. And I know you have a transformation one day to show others, and I cannot wait for that day. Who do you think on your team is going to rock it out and kick ass, that's going to win it?
Well, I'm gonna be, you know, politically correct and just say I hope everybody on my team has
there
an
you
opportunity.
Go.
That's a good answer. Yeah, will you just text us later the initials of who you think's going to win, because we have it all pulled up here online. But I will ask you this in closing, my friend. And again, it's been such a pleasure, and I'm going to definitely hit you up privately so we can talk about the whole gym thing and stuff like that, because I can give you some pointers on that and vice versa. But so I think that the last question I'm going to ask, and it's probably the best question, at least I hope so.
Yeah.
What is Robert's current weight as we right now?
My current weight right now is at 349, so I'm down from January 2019, 445 to 349 right now.
Good for you. Good for you.
Robert,
that's awesome, man.
That's awesome.
Congrats.
So make sure
you
tune in.
Appreciate it.
Everybody listen out there, you can make sure you tune into the show. The show is still going on. Biggest Leader, 9 o'clock. USA Network. Yeah,
yep.
we were texting back and forth all about it yesterday, but we're watching it. We're still cheering. Real quick, are they going to show your transformation even still?
Yeah, so going to show, when I come back, they're going to show the transformation, and I think they're planning on doing another Where Are They Now after the show.
Right.
That's what I'm hearing. So by May, I think it's by April. So by April, I'm planning on being down another 30 to 40 pounds.
You better
so
be, or we're not going to call you back. That's the thing. We're not calling you if you're not down. So that's
he's going to be down. He's got that
he's
fire
gonna be like, Dave,
that's not going
he's
out.
He's like, Big Dave, shut up. I'll be down 100 pounds. You'll be rolling. You're blowing me up on the damn
Big
phone.
Dave, I can, Look, I can't say shut up anymore because I'm not Big Rob no more. So I can't tussle with you right now.
He's slim Rob.
Hey, in all honesty, man, I know how the journey goes, and I can't give you enough props. I'm very, very proud, and Tasha speaks so highly of, so it's a very pleasure and honor to you. Again, thank you for time and speaking to not only us, but to all of our listeners and everyone out there, because they're honestly in the same exact position that you were, and you to be almost 100-something pounds down currently.
Already.
It just goes to show the stuff does work.
It does.
And it's for the normal person, just like you, that was so apprehensive to do it, that has a family. It just says, like, look, no excuses, no garbage, no bullshit. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
All right, so Rob, share your social media so that everybody can just keep up with your journey and see the things that you're sharing. He does have the big one that I was telling you about that motivated me to drop my 120 pounds. That's Transformation Fit Nation. But what are some other social medias to follow?
You can follow me on Instagram at @itrich. In faith, and then you can follow me on Facebook at Robert Richardson II on Facebook.
All right.
That's on Twitter. And Twitter, Robert Richardson on Twitter as well. So
okay.
I keep it simple.
I love it. All right, so we can't wait to see your transformation. We appreciate you for checking in today, Robert, and we're going to hit you up privately. We're going to find out who thinks going to
get all the juice on it, for sure. We just can't talk about that. Robert, thank you so much, man. Pleasure, my friend.
I love y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKea.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.